The top three episodes of the Vital Vader podcast for 2022. Let's get into a summary of vital wisdom from experts. Welcome to the Vital Vader Show. I am your host, Dylan Smith, and I'm excited to share with you the last episode of 2022. And we're going to do what we usually do, and that is I'm going to give you my personal favorite episodes of 2022. Plus, we're going to give you some more things. But yeah, what a year it's been of interviews and solo shows on the topics of health, consciousness, spirituality, natural law, aka the Veda. It's what we do here. And in this episode, I'm going to give a brief summary of my personal favorites and the wisdom that was shared from the experts in the field in these fields that I'm so blessed and enjoy interviewing. And this is great episode if you're not a diehard fan, because and you're not listening to every Vital Vader podcast episode, because this is going to give you like kind of direct you to the best of 2022, although they're all good and they're all valuable, and other episodes may create or resonate with you or are more relevant for you and spark certain things. But this is a good starting point of the portal of wisdom within the Vital Vader podcast archives, and at least for this year. And you're going to be directed. So I'm going to give you like a bit of a synopsis preview of the awesome interviews that are of 2022, as well as I'm going to give you a bit of insight into what's going to be released in 2023. And I'm going to share with you some very special way to learn and study Ayurveda in 2023 in person. And that is very special. You should listen to the end, because it's probably one of the most profound ways to learn Ayurveda that I've come across, at least definitely for the general public. And I'm also going to share what you as an audience, what was your most listened to podcast episodes of 2022? So this is going to be a great summary and a great overall directing. You know, if you're that kind of person, I don't have time to listen to all your episodes, Dylan, well, this is a great way to go, because you're going to get a bit of an overview of them all of this year. So firstly, I want to genuinely thank you, beautiful human listening to this, for 2022, for tuning in to this. Whether you're new to this, maybe this is one of your first episodes, you just start listening, or you've been listening for years, we've been since 2018. You know, I was going to stop at 108 episodes, which is going to be coming up soon. We've kind of made the decision to continue, and we'll see. You know, we appreciate your support in any ways, whether you're donating to the Vital Vader podcast or you're just leaving reviews. Like, that's a massive one. Like, I invite you to actually take action and not just, you hear this all the time and you just bypass it, but actually give. It gives you a lot when you give. So actually take the action to do that. It's a great thing, and good support and all these things. But the truth is, just to give you a bit of a summary of where Vital Vader is going. Well, first of all, like, thanks to Pedro, our media manager, who does all this, runs this whole thing, not just the podcast, but the Instagram and newsletters and everything. So without him, we definitely could not do what we're doing, and it is irreplaceable. Anyway, big ups to him, and big ups to the team, Soleil, my partner and fellow Ayurvedic therapist and doula and birth pregnancy consultant, postpartum consultant, all-round female Shakti, which means divine feminine. So, got a great team, couldn't do without it. So, in the future, I'm feeling to, just to give you a quick update before we get into the juice, I'm probably going to be moving a bit more away from social media and more into concentrated vaults of wisdom. So other ways of sharing knowledge, which I love to do. And it's, yeah, maybe more other things, which we're going to announce and via the newsletter. So newsletter is a great way to hear some special offers that we're giving, and special courses and discounts, and just the more detailed knowledge. And we only send them out on newsletters once a fortnight, so you're not going to get overloaded with stuff. So don't worry about that. And yeah, like as I said, I love education. This is what I'm big about. But although I'm very passionate about health and education, Ayurveda, my primary work and service is through health consultations. So the experience I get from my clinical practice, from our clinic in Sydney, as well as we travel to Byron Bay, Brisbane, Perth, maybe some, I don't know if any overseas trips are planned for consulting, but this is part of the basis of my knowledge that forms my knowledge that then I can share with you in these podcasts and in Instagram and newsletter and blog articles, all the ways that all the educational platforms we do. So thanks again to all to the clinical practice. I'm grateful. It's beautiful. It's powerful, although, and now most of it is online, which is fantastic. So we have a herbal dispensary, which we send herbs out to patients or we get them to get from elsewhere. And yeah, if you want to work with me or my wife Soleil, you can check out the website and book a consultation if you're interested in optimizing your health, preventing disease, which is more important now than ever with epidemics of chronic disease. And along with preventing comes feeling radiance and vitality, because you deserve that and it's your innate nature. And even though you may feel you're so far from it, you have deep issues, chronic issues, it's about enlivening that, moving towards that direction, and it's certainly possible and doable. So, and also with my consultations, I intend for you to be self-sufficient in balancing your health. It's not a thing which goes on for long. Maybe you continue, you know, with certain protocols and herbs, but you're self-sustainable. That's the idea. A good success for me is if you don't keep coming back a lot. So you can check out vitalveda.com.au for consultations. All right, let's get into it. Episodes, top episodes of 2022. Wow, what a year it has been for podcasts. When I was going through the list, there were some which like I had to just include. So I'm just going to list. There were three episodes that nearly made the top three and that I had on my first list. So get your pen and paper out for this, because pen and paper or whatever way you take notes, because we're going to write down some episodes, which are my personal favorite, and also the audiences, which I'll say later. So I'll just preface that. I have a love for these deep Vedic discussions. And although everything is the Veda, everything is governed by laws of nature, and so many things which we talk about with guests, experts that don't even know the word Veda, they're speaking Vedic language. But, you know, I do like the deep Vedic discussions. I'm a bit of a Vedic nerd. So that's a bit of a preface. Three episodes that nearly made the top three. One of them is homeopathic immunization for babies and children with Dr. Isaac Golden, a world authority on homeopathic immunization. That's podcast 92. Right, these I'm not going to go into. I'm just going to tell the title. So 92, homeopathic immunization for babies and children. It's more than just homeopathic immunization. It's immunization in general for babies and children, especially. Number two, Vedic astrology forecast of 2022, plus Great Truths of Light, Jyotish with Laura Plum, episode 76. So that was the beginning of 2022. It was a Vedic astrology forecast. We filmed it in 2021, and you'll see her accuracy and all the things that came. And not just about 2022, it's about awesome truths about Vedic astrology. Beautiful. Episode 76, Laura Plum. The one that nearly made it is called Mudra, the Sacred Secret to Draw Energy and Bliss from Within, with Indu Arora, number 87. So those are mine that nearly made it. I must admit, when going through the list, I actually considered solo episodes. I thought, how can I do that? But I just have to mention one. It's Eat With Your Hands, Maximize Digestion with a Full Sensory Experience, episode 88. Now for my top three personal favorites of 2022. Number three is episode 83, Hollywood to the Himalayas, Deeper Connections and Euphoric Love with Sadhvi Bhagavati Saraswati. Based on the banks of the Himalayas in Rishikesh, India, but originally born in LA, California, Sadhvi Bhagavati Saraswati, or Sadhviji, renounced her life in the West at age 29 after a career at Stanford University. And now she's one of the premier female authorities in the Yoga Vedantic tradition in the world. If anyone has been to Rishikesh, you'd know Sadhviji. She's very prolific, her wisdom and light exude from her as she elevates us with stories and insights on how to find purpose in life and how to live in harmony with ourselves and the world that surrounds us. She talks about Ganga, which is the Ganges River, our relationship to nature and ecology and more. Sadhviji is the real deal. She, although that may sound like a bit euphoric, whatever, but she is amazing, and she's just the real deal in truth and happiness, bliss. It's amazing. And we've got someone kind of similar, a Western person who grew up in the West and renounced their life. Not that renounce, we talk about renunciant and and householder. Usually householder is the most relevant these days. Very few go to renunciant, but she's very engaged in the world. And we've also got one in 2023, which we'll talk about. So that was my number three for me. And my second favorite is a kind of non-Vedic one, still Vedic principles, but not very Vedic, as Matt Ringrose coined the term. So number two is the episode before this, and that's episode 100, Healing Mental Health Epidemics and Eating Disorders with the World's Largest Love-Based Movement in Human History. That's with Nicole Gibson. So that's episode 100. And this was recorded with my new friend who has a vision to facilitate the world's largest love-based movement in human history. Now, before we get turned on or turned off by the word love, think of it like, rather than thinking of it as rainbows and butterflies, Nicole's actually transforming the collective to stop seeing love as a romanticized cliche, but rather begin to harness its true power to transform, heal, and create. Nicole had a life-threatening experience of anorexia nervosa, and she began to become an unstoppable messenger of love and human potential. She was a finalist for the Young Australian of the Year, 20 years old, listed as Australia's top 100 most influential woman at 21. So her story is pretty amazing. Nicole traveled with a van with a small team to communities all around Australia to enhance unity and compassion and love within communities. And this reaped great results. She got the attention of the Australian federal government because of these results. And that led to Nicole becoming the youngest Commonwealth Commissioner for Mental Health in history. And then she went from traveling around in a van to being this commissioner with a $37 billion budget in an attempt to rectify the mental health epidemic. This is huge. She's having dinners with the Prime Minister talking about mental health. So she's a fierce ambassador for mental health, innovation, connection, and especially after recovering from her own terrified lived experience with anorexia. We talk about eating disorders, mental health, Love Out Loud, which are the cutting edge global movement that's shifting humanity's paradigm of fear and painting a possibility. Talk about why do people have closed hearts and blocked emotions, and integrating technology to enhance collective consciousness, plus much more. I must say to you that when I did this interview, we did in person, and I felt these amazing waves of love and compassion and openness. So it was pretty awesome. So that was my second favorite of 2022, episode 100. Healing Mental Health Epidemics and Eating Disorders with the World's Largest Love-Based Movement in Human History. Nicole Gibson, what an amazing, fierce human. And number one, my favorite episode of 2022. By a significant amount, my favorite. Can you guess? It's episode 89, The Ayurvedic Daily Routine, Guru and Spirituality with Vaidya Ji Aditya Raju. So Vaidya Aditya is one of the members of the family of doctors, Ayurvedic doctors that teach me. Aditya is one of them. And let me tell you, I don't usually listen to my own podcast episodes more than once, but this episode I have definitely listened to more than once, and I should listen again because I'll get more out of it. It is such a rich episode. Definitely one for the Vedic nerds, definitely one for the Ayurvedic nerds, definitely one for the Ayurvedic students and practitioners. It is just rich of sophistication and knowledge, and it's profound. So it's about primarily, if you've listened to this podcast, I ask every guest the same question. The first question I ask is, what did you do this morning? What is your dinacharya, we call in Ayurveda? What is your daily routine? It's an important part. And I asked Aditya this, and his answer took about 45 minutes or so. And then we made the whole podcast about that. And it was such an amazing, detailed answer on daily routine. It's one of the pillars of health in Ayurveda. And when you integrate certain practices into your daily routine that are rooted in natural law, it essentially supports one to be smoothly following their path of evolution with minimal friction and maximum health. So daily routine is super important. And just the knowledge that came in this daily routine and the knowledge that came from Aditya beyond daily routine, we'll just start with daily routine for now, just very special, precious. This is what I'm so blessed and what I'm sharing with my students as well is, you know, you can learn this the standard Ayurveda, but then once you kind of get exposed to the you can call it secretive knowledge, or you can call it precious wisdom, or wisdom that's usually been lost or misunderstood, miscommunicated. This is why the Raju family, which Aditya is a part of, is one of the few family, or one of the handful of families left that have that unbroken lineage of knowledge that have been healing for many generations. And as you'll hear, Aditya is absolutely devoted to his guru, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, and his family and his guru, which is his father. So it's a very beautiful episode. You've probably never heard of Dinacharya this way or daily routine. He talks about integrating mantra, primordial sounds, into Dinacharya, how to, you know, mantra mastery, and including this as sophisticating our lives. And a deep familiarization with mantras, it has epigenetic repercussions, and to the point where the energetic effects of these primordial sounds on one's nervous system has profound healing and transformative effects. So even to the degree that when you integrate mantras, primordial sounds, to your daily routine, it can pass down to your progeny. So we talk about amazing like practices of what to do as soon as you wake up, when you put your feet on the ground, then go to bed, what you do when you take a bath or you bathe or you have a shower, like just adding this sophistication to your life with mantras and with other practices. It's beautiful. And this episode was auspiciously recorded on the eve of the fullest full moon of the year, which we call Guru Purnima, and a full moon of Guru. And what actually is Guru? You know, Guru literally translates to that which removes darkness. And it has a multitude of qualities of what is Guru consciousness. So we speak about Guru in many ways, and we speak about a lot more. So that, again, my favorite episode, 2022, episode 89 with Vaidya Aditya Raju. It's a wonderful episode, and listen on, because at the end, I'm going to share with you how to learn from Aditya's family, the Raju family, in a very special, profound, unique way. But before that, the three most listened to episodes by you, the audience, 2022. The third most listened to was Vedic Astrology Forecast 2022, plus the Great Truths of Light, Jyotish, with Laura Plum. That's episode 76. That was the third most. It was a fantastic episode, especially for the Vedic nerds, but Laura is also very accessible to new people to who've never heard of Vedic astrology. Number two, Tantric Sex, Deep Lovemaking Beyond Conventional Sex with Diana Richardson, number 77. Boy, that is a good one. Diana is a wonderful teacher of tantric sex, tantric lovemaking, enhancing that whole process in a very pure, loving way. Highly recommend if you want to enrich your sex life and your love life, Diane Richardson's work and that interview, number 77. And number one, the most listened to podcast of 2022 by y'all, the audience, is episode 81, Creating Your Own Reality and Reprogramming the Subconscious Mind with Bruce Lipton. That's episode 81 with Bruce Lipton. If you don't know him, he wrote The Biology of Belief, well-known guy. That was a good one. Basically did a monologue. I hardly spoke. He was just full power, bam, 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 for about 1 hour. All right. And with all those, check out the show notes. Pedro, who manages this, he's very disciplined in detail. So he even adds, and I told him that's what, because I started doing the show notes and we both did the show notes, and I started adding more. Like, so you go to the podcast with Aditya and you'll see these mantras written for you to do, and you'll see elaboration and pictures, and you can really learn a lot by these show notes. So check those out and listen to all the other podcasts on this episode. Don't be afraid to go way back. There is some seriously awesome stuff. And this is just of 2022. Like, you can see back in the past, I've integrated my top three into other podcasts. I haven't never done like it by itself, but to other episodes, the last episode of the year, I've integrated the top three. So just check that if you want and enjoy. Coming up in 2023, we have, in no order, one all about japa, mantra repetition with Swami Purna Chaitanya, one for the Vedic nerds. Phenomenal podcast. Phenomenal. It was fantastic. Like, subscribe to the Vital Veda Show so you don't miss that. Yeah, he was a man who I was talking about, who was another Westerner from the Netherlands who used to skateboard, and I think maybe he still does. And now he's celibate. But although we talk about that, it's not usually the relevant thing to do. but you can learn a lot from these masters. Another one is Preventative Wellness with Luke Holloway. This is by far the most niche, or you can say the most niche to the regular Vital Veda topics. Luke Holloway is a well-known man who's very much into self-defense and martial arts. And it's definitely the episode with the most swear words in it. But essentially, it is preventative wellness. But he talks about it from a perspective of self-protection and self-awareness. And that's very interesting. Good stories. An Australian who lives in Japan and came from the underworld of Japan on doors, and he calls it on doors, you know, bouncer at clubs, but very high clubs, and protecting the rich and famous and the rich and dangerous, and has some awesome stories. We got one with Light Watkins, who's a Vedic meditation teacher, all about minimalism. And we got an awesome one with my good friend Diego Benetto, all about foraging. He's a character. So those are just some preview of a few coming up in 2023. And what else is coming up in 2023? In March 2023, we have a very special offering. We have two members from the Raju family, Vaidya Harsha Raju and his sister Vaidya Parvani Raju, who are both the elder brother and elder sister of Aditya, who we interviewed. And we've, by the way, interviewed Vaidya Harsha and Vaidya Parvani before. And that was the same episode as the top three of whatever year it was, maybe 2019 or something. But we've got them coming to Australia to offer pulse consultations. They're masters in pulse diagnosis. So they feel the pulse and they can get a profound insight into what's going on in the body. This is very helpful and valuable for those who may have some niggling health issue, can't quite work out what's happening, or want to get to the root of an issue, as well as understand what's bubbling up. And this is the ultimate prevention, is pulse diagnosis. They can see, like we've toured Australia with the Rajus, and they'll be like feeling the pulse. Oh, you have some issue in the lower back. The patient will be like, no, but yeah, he feels it. It's coming. This is the beauty of Ayurveda. It steps in before manifestation. So gives you those good valuable tools, and it's really important to prevent now than ever. It's just the statistics of what you can be inflicted with are very high. So we want to be claiming that segment of those who don't make the statistics of disease, but which is becoming more the minority of health. So many more to that. They're offering the famous banana treatment, or banana purification, which is a profound treatment for purifying the whole physiology, particularly the reproductive system and the hormones, and particularly for females. They are, for the first time, offering it for men as well, and for all genders and all ages. But it is a very powerful treatment for especially gynecological health, heavy periods, painful periods, infertility, hormonal issues, digestive disturbances, so many things. It's very powerful. Can't say it enough. It's the reason we bring them. It's the true reason we bring them to Australia, to give that. And it's a free treatment as well. You can read about it. Banana purification. We have people travel from interstate all over the world for that. So you can read about that on the Vital Veda website under banana purification. And now they're going to also be offering, which is very exciting, an international course called Bija Shuddhi, which is all about purifying the reproductive seed for fertility and conscious conception, as well as optimizing the health of the reproductive organs and the sexual organs. So this is for all ages, all genders. And yes, the big component is it of fertility, but it's not just fertility to have a baby. It's fertility to have even past menopausal years. It's to have the healthy, vigorous reproductive system, youthful genitals. And this is because having healthy reproductive organs and sexual organs is a foundation of health, according to Ayurveda. Our reproductive tissue is the foundation for all our other body tissues, all the other aspects of the body. And there's a saying in Ayurveda which says, the seed, for men, it's the semen, and for women, it's the egg or the ovum. That is present in every cell of the body, because this reproductive tissue and the fluids is the essence of everything. It's the final byproduct. And then within that and below that and associated with that is what we call ojas, which is immunity and vitality. So this is what this whole course is focusing on, especially to address the epidemics of infertility. And especially if you are a practitioner or a therapist or someone who wants to conceive at all in the future, or someone who wants to help others conceive consciously, or whether they're experiencing infertility or not, this course is for you. Check it out. It's a 7 days with these two doctors. Like, that is so rare to get time with doctors at this caliber. going to be learning very, very special techniques. Yeah, that type of wisdom which I was talking about, you can't read in books. You can't get anywhere. It's precious wisdom passed down from generations to generations, and it's given in certain circumstances, and it's given with certain parameters and prerequisites, but it is open for everyone. So you can check that out. And lastly, sign up to the newsletter. That's where we announce things like this. And that, by the way, that international course, Bijashuddhi, which is from March 22 to March 28, 2023 in Sydney, Australia, is going to book out very quickly. And we're keeping it intimate on purpose because they're going to be passing down certain techniques, and we can't do this in a big setting. So if you're interested in that, get on it or learn more, or check out. And yeah, newsletter is the way to find out all about that. Consultation with me if you want to work to optimizing your health and healing at a root level, and really healing it in many ways. Like, I don't work like your common health practitioner or Ayurvedic practitioner. I also work to unravel certain patterns which are causing it, and working as well very much on the physical, but also the subtle mental, but definitely all layers of the physiology. So my dear friend, if you've made it to the end, I appreciate you very much. Genuinely, from my heart, I appreciate you for tuning into this episode. If you've regularly listened to the Vital Veda Show, I appreciate that, because it takes a lot for this show. It takes a lot to run a podcast, I'll tell you that. Thank you to my team. Thank you to you once again. And I hope you can join the community and enhance collective consciousness and health and vitality.